Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. The little Stevie Ray bringing us back to the late, great SRV. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, nfib.com. Bill's website is smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. And that's where you can find the index, the NFIB's index of small business optimism, their report that they've been putting out now for in the 45th year, I believe, right now. Bill, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some of the elements of the report. In the previous segment, quickly on the labor side, the hiring, the report of wanting to hire was up, but also the report of not being able to find enough people is up too, right? I mean, we got a real problem here. Here's my question: when you look over at the possibility that we're going to have a slower economy going forward, maybe April wasn't so great. I don't know about May yet. We don't know about May yet. And if the economy doesn't, if we have a sort of a pretty good year but not a great year, isn't this one of the reasons people can't find enough workers to grow their business?
Well, that's it. With job openings at record high levels, what that tells you is that, if we could hire more people and fill those openings, we'd be making a lot more GDP, so you get a lot more growth. That would be nice. And, of course, the fact that we want to fill them, that the hiring plans are at the record high levels, job creation plans, that's a good expression of confidence about the future of the economy here, along with the plans to make capital expenditures. I mean, those are up. So those are good indicators about how the small business owners really feel about the economy. They think things are going to be pretty good.
Right. Absolutely. And consequently, you and I were reporting on this that's 3 or 4 years, the same problems, but we're continuing to hire more people. So that tells you, that tells me that somebody's doing something about finding somebody to work. They're either lowering their standards, or they're bringing people on to train them, or they're redeeming them by helping them get straight. I know some people who got upside down with drugs, and they went to a halfway house, and their old boss brought them back and has been redeeming them. They wouldn't have been employable anywhere else. What do you think?
Yeah, we can do those kinds of things. And, of course, it's also true that the population grows by a million people or so every
year. That's another
point. That's all new people that come into the labor force. So what we think is that, if we did 100,000 to 150,000 jobs a month, that's more than enough to keep up with population growth. And, of course, we've been averaging better than that. So that means people are coming out of the labor force into the labor force, like retired people like me. And so those things are happening to allow us to continue to employ more people and make more GDP.
So capital spending is connected to hiring too, and that's up, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we had a nice jump in the percentage who said, "I actually made an expenditure in the last 6 months," and of course we had a 3-point jump in the percentage who say, "I'm going to make an expenditure in the next 3 to 6 months." So that's a really good indicator of the optimism we see on Main Street. You don't spend a lot of money expanding your business, et cetera, if you're not pretty sure that the economy is going to serve you well and give you a return on that investment.
Right. No, exactly right. And of course, the good news is sales are up, compensation is up.
Oh, yeah.
But inflation is down a little bit. I mean,
yeah,
reconcile those elements together.
Well, we have a great bottom line. Remember that the percent who reported rising profits hit a record high level a short time ago, and it's still up in that range. So the bottom lines are going really well, which means that we can finance all this kind of stuff. We can pay record comp increases. and pay for our capital spending and so on out of the bottom line, mm-hmm. which has been enhanced, of course, by regulatory cost reductions and tax cuts. And,
which is why
and, course,
small businesses
sales.
Aren't borrowing money like they used to.
Exactly. A record low 3% said I didn't get all the credit I wanted.
Yep.
So nobody's complaining, and everybody – and the interest rates are still historically pretty low, so everybody's happy.
One of my predictions 10 years ago was that those people who survived the next tough time, which I thought we were gonna, I didn't think it was going to be as long as it was, but I knew it was coming. I said those people who survive – will have better, stronger balance sheets in cash conditions than they've ever had. And I believe that's where we are.
Yeah. Lean and mean.
Yeah. So productivity, wrapping up the report, productivity has grown too. And that, I mean, that's the mushroom popping up out of the ground here, isn't it? The productivity.
Absolutely. If you look back at the 08 to 16 period, we weren't investing. Small businesses weren't investing. And so now the percent of our owners who say they're actually making a capital outlay is like 10 to 15 points higher than it was during the Obama administration. Well, that's what productivity is about. Half the workforce is in the small business sector. When we invest in those people, they become more productive. And so it showed up in the government numbers now. We're getting great productivity growth because we finally started investing once again, and that's good.
Right. There's no question about it. And so these are things, Bill, I want to talk about in the next segment. I want to weave what we know about your report into what the Fed is talking about today and yesterday in their meeting. The Federal Open Market Committee, the FOMC, is meeting yesterday and today. And there's a lot of controversy about what they've been doing and what they're going to do, what they may do today, including some political pressure. I'm going to get Bill to help us sort all that out and reconcile that with what's really going on in the real economy out here on Main Street. And there's nobody on the planet who could do it better than Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Right after the break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.